From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Just days after phase one of the U.S. and China agreement is signed, ag groups, traders, and producers are still trying to understand the trade deal in which China promised to buy $80 billion worth of agricultural goods over the next 2 years. John Payne of Daniels Trading tells MilkBusiness.com, no matter how the markets act, ag shouldn't discount how large phase one could be. If for no other reason, Payne says, it's huge because the two largest economies are now going to start playing well together rather than fighting. Well, using that positive trade momentum, President Trump soon hopes to sign a trade deal to open more ag and industrial opportunities with India. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgWeb.com, we've done very little with India, but hopes and expects we can make some progress with them. Perdue says the opportunity with India is massive and believes it could be as important a trade relationship over the next 20 years as China. The Ag Retailers Association is praising final passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. ARA President and CEO Darren Kopic tells AgriMarketing.com, we applaud the efforts by the Trump administration and lawmakers for delivering this historic trade agreement to the finish line. Kopic says ag retailers and their farmer customers will directly benefit from the expanded market access and the preserved zero-tariff platforms among ag products. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.